Welcome to the Tripod. We break down the NRL every game, every week from a punting perspective. I'm Jacob Wynn, and this is a special finals week one extravaganza show with some special guests. And I've got a couple of gentlemen who are joining me now to break down the action. We may have a couple of others that are going to dip in and out. So it should be weird and wonderful and wild. So bear with us. Let us know your thoughts. We'll interact with you. Someone who watches tonight live is going to get $50 straight into their account as well. So that'll be a bit of fun. But most importantly, not as much talking from me tonight because I've already shared my thoughts on our regular preview yesterday with Podonis, but getting some fresh perspectives, talking about the four matches, of course, and some overall finals futures. So to my right, as you look at the screen, is The Undertaker. Maddie, I'll introduce you first. So say good day, and you can tell people about your record on NRL plays so far this year.
Okay, if I've got to take a lap of honour, 128 and 85, just over 60%. So, yeah, been a phenomenal year. You can't really ask for better than that, and I'm stoked with that record.
Yeah, you've been killing it, mate, and that's been sides, totals, player props, a whole mixed bag, but plenty of winners for it, and we appreciate it, mate. And then a face that's not so familiar because we've been trying to do this for a while. This is Benny Howard, I'm introducing, who people who are in our group will know because Benny has been tipping weekly write-ups and tips in our group. And Benny, you've been having a really profitable season as well. So let us know how you've been going.
Yeah, 15, I think I'm up to at the moment. Units, I think 53%. I think averaging over $2. It hasn't been the greatest, but at the same time, you can't complain. Having a profitable season, you can't really go wrong. But I feel like it's a bit harder, like with Matt, with the totals. I feel like this year I've been trying to do a bit of unders at the start, and then you sort of realize the six again rules still come into play, higher totals. But now it's sort of showing with the bookies, they're lowering their totals a little bit closer to finals, so should be a bit easier.
Yeah, no, you've definitely done well, mate. It is not easy to make money punting. You're sharing your tips nice and clear with the reasoning every week. We appreciate it, and you've got a healthy profit, I think. Yes, the 15-unit profit is really strong. Hey, someone's going to profit $50. This is what I'm going to do just for a bit of fun because Dabble gave us $50 to give away. Now, I expect everyone who's watching this is 18-plus, as you need to be punting. To win this $50, you've also got to be a resident of Australia. Sorry, as I see a comment on the screen from one of our Kiwi followers. But if you're a resident from Australia, here's what you're going to do, guys. And even if you don't know the answer, it's a bit of trivia. I'm going to put up a grand final winning team, a photo of a grand final winning team on the screen. And the first person to correctly comment the year that that team won the premiership is going to get 50. Simple as that. Now, it's probably not going to be a really obvious one. So at least have a guess because I don't think too many people are going to know it straight away. I'm going to put it up for just a second now.
Oh, what a team.
There it is. And I'm going to hide that. So shoot in your guesses in the comments, guys. We'll address that later. We're going to let you guys all fire your comments for the next few minutes, and then we'll go back and tell you who just won 50. Easy as that. How good's that? Let's talk about the four games. Before we do, let's set the table with a little bookie perspective because Tristan sent me a little finals preview.
G'day, Tripod family. Tristan Merlihan here from Top Sport, and we're into the finals. They start tomorrow night, and we've got four really, really good games. Our futures liability is really interesting, actually. Somehow we've dodged Penrith, which I'm surprised over. We probably kept a little bit safe at the start of the year, and historically your futures activity happens at the start of the season and then in this little 2 or 3 week window now. So back at the start of the year, the Roosters were the hot side. I was probably happy enough to lay them at the start of the season, same as the Storm. And then Penrith, we just got left with the same as the Bunnies. The Bunnies are really, really well back. So then as Penrith got on the run, they just firmed up. And I think people were either on or they are of the mindset they're going to wait until now to back them. So it'll be interesting if we get any big multis. Maybe after next week, I'd suggest when the AFL's down to four. That's historically when you take a lot of that favourite action where they'll go favourite into favourite. So we'll see what happens. We've put up a couple of unique markets, or not unique, but unique to finals, should I say. Stage of elimination is always very popular, just trying to make sure that you keep in line with the betting moves. So that being supporting Parramatta to go well. I think punters expect them to perform admirably against Penrith tomorrow night. So we've been laying a few Parramatta options. They've gone from 8.5 into 7.5 on the line. The Raiders been specced on the line, and then we've also taken a number of favourite options, excluding the Sharks-Cowboys game. So We've got a bit of an ugly split on both of the first two games on the 1-8. So I'm looking forward to the finals. Thank Christ we got rid of all those ordinary games. And hopefully, if you're having a punt, you back a couple of winners. And gamble responsibly, of course.
Thanks, Tristan. How good is this, Matty? You've got the most hair of anyone on this pod. We're joined by a fourth member.
It's Dane and I look like twins there.
Yeah, a couple of twins at the bottom. So Dane XV is here, and rugby union is your forte, giving us so many golden tips in the union, Dane. But you're part of the Five Guys, which makes you tipping royalty in the Tripod Group as well. And you follow it closely. So thanks for being here, mate. We're going to get straight into the games. What else are we going to say? No, I think I'll keep the comments coming through, guys, trying to guess which year that premiership winning team was from, because the first correct comment's going to get 50. All right, let's just jump straight into
the last one. Eels won the premiership, is it?
Black and white photo, shots fired. You know what? Tristan talked about the Eels just then, and they've been a very popular side in futures betting. And he made a really interesting observation there that the bookies don't want this game, as I try and find it to put up on the screen. Hopefully. Yeah, if you guys duck down a little bit at the bottom, it might not cut off your heads too much. That might work actually not too bad. So I've put the beauty. So Panthers play the Eels. The line is 7.5. Panthers at home. And the interesting observation from Tristan that the bookies don't want this game and the next one being the Storm game to land favourite by 1-8 because a lot of people have either taken the favourite head-to-head or they've taken the underdog. And while the line is 7.5 here, it was available +8. I'll throw to you first, Matty, the Undertaker. How do you see this one?
Boring from a betting perspective. I think the side and total are both really good. I mean, I've probably got like just a really small lean to both the points and the under. So, yeah, sorry, Tristan, but it's kind of the way I see it. But, no, I think it's just like razor-thin edges. The markets are just so liquid at this time of year. And, I mean, they're really hard to beat. We kind of got to get fancy to find some value. So, couldn't touch it from a betting point of view, but I just like the Panthers in a, you know, 1-12 type of game.
Yeah, the markets are harder to beat, but that's also why I like to bring more voices in because I'm sure with enough different perspectives, we can still find some good plays. And I'll throw to you next, Benny. Did you have a bet on this game or any factors you wanted to speak about?
Yeah, so I had first half under 20.5. I think it was at $1.80. I think, I knew the line would come in somewhat. I think just looking at both these teams, you think it's going to be about defense. And I'm hoping first half they don't really, leak in points with either team, but they can both definitely score. So, yeah, like Matty said, I think it is quite hard. But if I had to put a gun to my head, it'd definitely be unders. And I think, first half should be the edge there and maybe Panthers run away with it second.
I went unders in the multi I shared today as well. And if you got under 20.5 when the full total is below 40, then that's a really good edge because I'm sure it would be mostly 19 or 18.5 now if people are looking for first half. So that sounds like a strong market beating play. Anything from you on this one, Dane?
I got the Eels straight up, but not as – I didn't put in a single for you today, Jacob, but you would have seen like on the future they put in there, which was Panthers out in straight sets basically. So that would have to have the Eels winning.
Well, why don't we touch on that? I'll bring it up right now because I actually thought that was a really fascinating way to play this. So putting that on the screen, it covers up everyone's faces, but this is Panthers stage of elimination, Top Sport $11, semi-final week 2, which as you said, Dane, would mean that they lose this week. And next at $11, that implies that they would be about $3.50, $3.60 to lose next week.
Exactly.
Now, if Parramatta – sorry – if the Panthers have lost and they play a Storm side that has won, 360 about or 370 about the Storm is not a terrible price at all. So I think you've actually found a pretty juicy play there. As hard as it is to believe that Penrith could go out straight sets, obviously it's an 11-1. But I actually do not mind that if you like the Parramatta Eels head-to-head, which I know a lot of people do. Maybe I'll throw it back to you, Benny.
I kind of started with that same number. I thought 11 was pretty juicy. I did the same kind of math as you there, and then I kind of thought about it, well, is that a possibility? And like the Panthers two halves haven't played for about 4 or 5 weeks, so they're going to be possibly a little bit rusty. I know last year they were pretty gun in the finals, but that was coming off a decent win in the State of Origin as well, which they don't have the confidence to back up this from this year. So there's a few little factors there that kind of give Parramatta a little bit of hope there.
you even if they get an injury in the game on Friday night, it affects their ability to win it, and then it could affect their ability to win the next week. So I quite like that. Benny, I might as well throw to you because I do believe you were going to back the Eels for the Premiership as well. So you kind of agree with that line of thinking?
Yeah, well, as soon as I saw that Storm beating them, I jumped on it live. I wish I'd probably, in hindsight, shared it on the tripod, but I just didn't have that thought. Yeah, I think Eels probably going to get it to the grand final regardless. So I just think whichever way they do it, whether or not they beat Penrith, I just have this feeling they're gonna go all the way this year. Not as such win it, but I think they're definitely going to get the grand final. So I can see the value in that, though, because I don't think Storm will be paying more than $3.50 next week if Panthers do lose.
Yeah, agree with that. Like that. All right, we're going to throw to a different Benny, BJ, Willie, 1003. You know him from Dabble because he's got a tip on this game as well, Panthers, Parramatta. And then he's got a couple other tips that lead into the Saturday games we'll touch on next.
G'day, legends. Thanks to the Tripod crew for airing this feed. I couldn't make the live one tonight, unfortunately, but I'm sure it'll be a cracking show and I'm pumped for the final series like I know everybody else will be. I've got four bets. Excuse the layout. Sorry, I was trying to cram them all into the one screen, but I think you get the gist. I'll run through those. We've got Reed Mahoney, most tackles in Group 2 on Sportsbet. I always sort of looked at who's going to have to work the hardest, and I think the Panthers will probably have the majority of possession. Obviously, that's really hard to predict, but I think the way the game's going to go is the Panthers will control the ball, forcing Reed to do the majority of the tackling. Everyone's out there for 80 minutes, so of course this is a bit of a dicey one, but at over $2, I'm happy to board the Mahoney train there. Next up, we've got Yeo at $3.35, is the underdog in his most meters group. He does average the least, to be fully transparent. Gillard's 150, Paulo 145, Yeo is flat on 140, which is still really good. There's only 10 meters difference there, and if the Panthers do control the ball like I foresee or like I'm trying to predict, and then Yeo is going to be coming through the middle all night and he'll rack up meters for 80 minutes, whereas the big boys will obviously get their 20, 30-minute rest at some point. Next up, we've got the Sharks and the Cowboys. I'm going to take Graham unders. The bench almost like instills a level of certainty that he will get a rest. We've got the two prop replacements. We've got Finucane, who will interchange with McInnes, and then we've got Wilton on the bench, or Whiten. Sorry, I always mess that up. And he'll come on for Graham. So I'd say Graham goes off 50 minutes in. Could clear this in the 50 minutes for sure. I don't know if he'll get enough traffic down one side to make that in tackles, and he hasn't been running a ton this year. So I think he's going to run out of time to make that. Then we've got the Storm and the Raiders game. Seb Chris under 35.5. This line's sort of set around him scoring a try. And he may very well. I couldn't, like, you know, be guaranteed that that's going to happen. And I think all the games this week are going to be tight defensively. So for a centre, this line, in my opinion, is too high. His base average is around 20-21. Of course, if he scores, we're in a lot of trouble with this one here. But I think the Storm boys are more than capable of keeping him out. And he's only set up 3 for the year. So not a great level of threat when it comes to a try assist there for attacking stats. But yeah, that's my four bets that I'll be sharing for the night, legends. Good luck. Hope everyone enjoys the final series. And of course, please gamble responsibly. Cheers, legends.
Thanks, Benny. We'll excuse him. He couldn't make it live. He has got four kids, but he's given us that clip there with a bunch of tips. He's also got a couple of futures tips coming up, and we'll excuse him as well because I think he had the trifecta of mispronouncing names. Reed Marnie, Isaiah Yeo, and Teague Wilton. His bets are involved there. And congratulations, Simo. Got 1972, which was Manly Seagulls' first premiership. Did you know that, Matty? I was trying to get you in good spirits after the last 7 weeks have been a little bit tough for you. I needed to pep you up for this pod, mate. So Barney is going to sort Simo out straight away. And if Barney can get your details tonight, Simo, you're going to have 50 in there by tomorrow. So I've got Barney on the case already. As Stephen is asking if anyone knows a good tattoo artist for his Eels Premiership tattoo. So he believes in your tip there. Benny, let's bring up Saturday's game. And Matty, you can start talking about it. The Storm host the Raiders, and the Storm are 8.5-point favourites.
Can I give two quick player props to the Panthers game first?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Go ahead, mate. What have you got?
So just further the Benny there, and we're not clashing at all, so that's great. I've got Mike Acevo under 33.5 on Top Sport player performance points. Look, he's $2.30 to score any time. He needs to do that to clear. And even if he does, if there's no line break, he can still go under. His base is about 17 a game. So he's not much of a worker. For a very large human, he actually doesn't do a lot of work. So I love that there. He's an underdog to score. So we're a favourite to cash that. And I'm having a mind blank. I can't even remember my second one at the moment. It's Mitch Moses. I've gone him under 58.5. I just kind of lean or like the full game under anyway. And if it does go under, you imagine Moses going under. I mean, I'd probably give Parramatta, you know, maybe two tries. That's 16 points. That's basically another 40 to get for Moses. So I think there's a good edge on the under him as well. And that's my two props of the game, both on Top Sport. No, sorry, Moses is our sports bet. Sorry, $1.90.
A few of us agreeing on unders being the trend for Friday. Okay, I'll give you a break, Maddie. I'll throw it to Dane to lead us off. If, Dane, you've got anything on Storm Raiders.
I don't have any bets, but I think, Storm definitely. I just think, like, Raiders have done really well to scrape into the eight. They probably didn't think they're going to be in this position like 4 or 5 weeks ago. So it's probably come a little bit of a surprise to them. And they just don't have that finals experience that Melbourne have got for the last 5 or 6 years where they're just consistently playing top-level football in September.
Benny?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I know. I would take them -7.5, though.
Yeah, so I'm trying to look at this game. It's tough because you got Raiders who at Amy Park, I think, reading off sports bet, they won last 4 of the 5. But, yeah, I've got to lean Storm. I think in going off the turnaround, they've got a 9 versus 6 day turnaround. So I'd have to go second half total points overs on Melbourne Storm if I was going to hit anything, I think, or maybe even the handicap. But the weather is still a little bit shaky as well. So it's a no bet for me. But if anyone was thinking the same thing, I'd be hitting something along those lines.
What have you got, Maddie?
Pretty much a rinse and repeat handicap of the Panthers game. I kind of lean the Raiders with the points and I kind of lean the under as well. So it's kind of the theme for the whole week, to be honest. But I don't know if this is just me, but I'm a little bit down on the Melbourne forward pack. I just think the Bromwich brothers are a bit long in the tooth, as Kafusi as well. They kind of know what they were. They've lost a step. And I really like Hudson Young, really like Tarpany for the Raiders. They give them just so much grunt there. They've got a good bench there with Gula, Horsberg there. So, yeah, I kind of like the points with Canberra. Will I take it? Probably not. But, similar handicap to the Parramatta Panthers game.
And as we mentioned on Tripod yesterday, I think one of the biggest factors is an unknown is Jerome Hughes. Does he come in 100%? In which case, you've got Hughes, Brandon Smith, Harry Grant, Cam Munster all to deal with. It's probably gets Melbourne over the line. But if Hughes is hampered or withdrawn, then I think that, touch on what you said, Maddie, that the Raiders forward pack can really pull them into this. And they do have a shorter turnaround, Benny, but the one thing in their favour is they got a park run in their last game and they got to sit a couple of guys out. So you feel it shouldn't hamper them too much. I know Ricky Stewart still wasn't pleased when he found out he was only getting 6 day turnaround. Let's move to the later game Saturday night. I'll throw to you as well to begin, Dane, again. Cronulla hosts the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 2.5 point underdogs.
Yeah, I've definitely got the Cowboys in this game. I guess that could just be my Queenslander coming out now that the Broncos are out. I'm pretty sure half of Southeast Queensland are now picked up themselves as Cowboys fans. But Cowboys have just been a revelation this year, and I can't see them stopping. They're probably one of the fittest teams in the whole comp. So if I was going to take anything, I'd probably be looking at the first half line.
And you'd be able to get plus
second half line.
Oh, second half line. Yeah. All right, in either half, you'd get +1 or +1.5. Yeah. And that's been like printing money playing the Cowboys second half lines this season, so I couldn't talk anyone out of it. We like the Cowboys too. What about you, Benny? Oh, I actually think you like the Sharks, don't you? So I'm interested to hear the case. It sounds like everyone's favourite underdog this weekend is North Queensland.
I have tipped Sharks. Definitely wouldn't bet it because I feel like actually looking at your bet, you guys posted on Tripod and Hines, I was like, that's a great bet because I couldn't pick the two. But if I had to, gun to my head, definitely Sharks. I just feel like they both had pretty soft draws, but I feel like the Cowboys probably they've had that sort of home field advantage where they're not going to get it this week. And I think that might just be the difference.
And Maddie, your thoughts on this one?
On a neutral field, I do think Cowboys are the better team. I'd have them, you know, at least a couple of points better. But, geez, it's hard to win in Cronulla in front of their home fans in the wind. You know, they can get some weather there as well. I don't love the fact Kennedy might be a bit underdone. Connor Tracy on the wing doesn't give much go forward. You know, the wingers are so important these days. So there's probably an edge there to the Cowboys. But if I'm handicapping it from the numbers and whatnot, I've got to lean for the Cowboys for sure. But just something's telling me to stay away. Shark Park's just a tough place to win at.
We've got a guest actually jumping in as well. It's the other Benny. Hopefully we don't get too confused. Now, sorry, guys, that's changed our layout. Welcome, Benny, with a beard. More hair in that beard than on the top of all the rest of our heads combined. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good legends. Sorry, I put a shot of... Probably should have changed my name to something other than Benny to avoid confusion. Fortunately, not all that similar.
That's BJ Willie down in the bottom left. We just talked about the Saturday games, mate. We got your tips. We've already played your tips clip. I don't know if you've heard what we've spoken about so far. Do you have anything to throw out there, or do you want me to get you to talk about the one game you haven't tipped which is Roosters Rabbitohs?
I just wanted to throw something in for the Friday night game as well. I think it's just a line to look out for because it opened at RCG opened at 40.5 on Top Sport and he quickly drifted out to 44.5. And I think he's 42.5 on tab, which I would take. But I think it's worth waiting for 365 to see if you can get another flat 40 or something under that. These are him and Paulo, I think, probably said 55 to 60 minutes around the middle. And like I said on my tips, I think the Panthers control the ball. So I think the forwards in that team will have to do plenty of tackling and RCG is quite active. So keep an eye out for that line on 365. It'll probably open about 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Let's tackle the Sunday game. Sorry, Dane, I've pushed you out just for the layout, but I'll bring you back in. He's waiting. We've even got a bench now for this live pod. How good's that? Okay, so Roosters, Rabbitohs at Allianz, and the Roosters are the favourites, -4.5 points, which I reckon is a decent number of points for the Rabbitohs. How about you, Benny? Howard.
Yeah, it's tough. I go for the Roosters. I always try not to be biased. I feel like I do think they're going to cover, trying to put that aside. But, yeah, you got Trent Robinson, better coach, I think, way more finals experience. And then you got Tedesco as well, captain. I feel like they probably, you know, I don't think Robinson's shown his whole hand last week. And I think they could just probably step up a gear, whereas South Sydney, I don't think really can.
How about the other Benny weigh in on this one?
I tend to agree with you. I don't mind the +4.5 or the Bunnies to even sneak in at 1-12. There's like what a game. There's going to be plenty of mongrel in this. And, you know, if the Souths lack anything in finesse compared to the Roosters, I mean, I know the Roosters have Warrior Hargraves. I'm mispronouncing another name for sure. But I think the Bunnies, you know, they're going to come out with plenty of mongrel, will be real tight. But I sort of lean their way. There's something in the air for South Sydney fans this week, I reckon.
Dane, which way do you see this one?
Yeah, it could go either way. I'd probably lean a little bit towards the Roosters. I don't have any bets on me right now because my phone actually got stolen this afternoon. So I haven't been able to do a whole lot of research.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's why I was a little bit late in. I was just getting them to the cop report there. But yeah, I'll probably be looking at like a try bet or something like that, or either team by 1-12, 1-10.
And Matty,
this game kind of reminds me of the old NBA zigzag theory, you know, where the two teams play in the finals and, you know, the whoever lost tends to just win the next game. It kind of has that feel to me. Is it a blessing in disguise? Cam Murray lasted, you know, 2 seconds in that game. He's, while the other two bashed each other up, the other two packs, he's rested for another week. So Cooking him back for the full game is a huge advantage. I look in the centres for the Roosters. That's their weakness. Momorowski and Drew Hutchinson. That should be where South attack them and might have some success there. I lean the 4.5 with the Rabbits as well. Can't quite get there with a bet, but that'd be my lean.
Let's talk some futures. So we did Benny Howard liking Para. We had Dane's tip of Penrith out in straight sets, which is juicy, at $11. Benny Williamson, you submitted me a couple of clips. I've got them loaded up, but you might as well share live. Or is it easier to play the clip that has the image overlay? You tell me. What direction are we going next?
Clip's got the image in it, so roll tape.
Okay, so we're going to double up on Benny. Let's see if we can find, and this will be lucky dip because you sent me two short clips. I don't know which one's going
to
play first.
You've got a futures bet you won't have to wait that long for. Sportsbet are doing highest player performance for the finals week one. And Latrell at $34 is cracking value, in my opinion. Toppy having him at $8.50, which is a joke. Sorry, Tristan. But, yeah, I think all of the games this week are going to be somewhat low scoring, which does give the edge to, you know, your hookers, your locks, your middle forwards that are going to play 80 minutes. But Latrell's very capable of scoring a couple of tries and kicking three or four. I mean, I feel like that game probably could go either way, most likely. And Latrell will be up and ready for it, as he does. He's a bit of a big game player. And more than anything, a bit of a numbers grab. $34 is great value. Got to have a play at that. Yeah, you can bet on your Hines and Cleary's. They're going to be favourites every single day of the week. But let's lock in some value on Latrell.
That sounds pretty juicy. One thing with that one is top point scorer. It's ideal if your player plays in four games, and the only players that can play in four games are going to have to come from outside the top four. So I think this bet would align if you think the Rabbitohs can go all the way or at least get to the grand final. Obviously, Latrell kicks goals but can score tries as well, and I like that, you know, double way to score points for top point scorer. Matty, I'm guessing you like the sound of that play as well.
Yeah, and also anyone in the top four who loses their first week right can also play four games.
Great point. Why didn't I think of that? Yes.
But one of my bets I'm posting is I'm on Benny's man as well. Latrell Mitchell's at $31 on Sportsbet for most point scorer. And my theory is simple as this, and tell me if there's a hole you can poke in it, but if you know that that South are going to get to the grand final, just win three games, wouldn't he be just a mega favourite to Latrell Mitchell to be the leading point scorer? You'd think so. Mm-hmm. Well, if you did a manual parlay for Roosters to get to the grand final, I'd get to around 13-1.
Roosters or Rabbitohs?
The Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs. Yep. So if you just took the head-to-head price, what I'd project if they won, you know, next week and the week after, they'd be about $13, I'd think, like kind of similar prices both games, maybe a bit shorter due to the fact they would have won. Yeah, that gets you about 13, and this is $31 that he's a top point scorer. So I think there's a massive overlay there, pure value play. I just like Latrell there. Look, they're likely to lose this week, but it's a great number.
Now, let me see which other play we could bring up next. I might bring Dane back because I know Dane had this one, which is a Quinella, and anyone else can talk about any Quinella bets they might like the look of. Dane, are you back there? Tell us this one.
I was just looking at probably the best two form teams in my eyes for the last 2 months, and like the Roosters have come from like from the bottom of the table, basically, like from the bottom eight, and have like really kind of hit their straps after Origin, and the Cowboys just keep on rolling and rolling. I kind of expected the Cowboys to maybe drop off a little bit after Origin, with a few guys probably backing up and feeling a bit tired, and probably like maybe not as much depth I kind of had predicted earlier in the season as some of the bigger teams like Sydney and Melbourne, but they've just kept on rolling and rolling, and I think if you're going to pick like a futures bet, you've got to pick with who's in form rather than who you think might have the best team.
Benny, have you got any? And that's $21, by the way, Cowboys Roosters grand final. So let me think. So if the Cowboys win, they get to a prelim. If the Roosters win, they will be on a collision course with the winner of the Panthers Eels prelim. So it's set up that you're on the right side of the draw, but there's also a possibility the Cowboys lose in week one. If that happens, it would be Roosters Cowboys. So for your bet to win, you do need the Cowboys to win this weekend, but that's very plausible. Right. I think we've all said we like that one. Benny, any other futures you had your eye on?
Yeah, so just how you just touched on, I probably wouldn't touch Quinella's until after this week. So I just feel like it's you're getting a lucky dip on who's winning, whereas you sort of know the runs and sort of at least have your prediction on how the game's going to go. But yeah, I still think Parra to make the grand final, regardless if they lose this week. I think they got the softer way in. I just think, I can't really go past them. And then, that'd be my bet if I had to pick one way.
If Parra lose, they would have to beat Melbourne again. I guess we know that they can. They've beat them twice this year. That's right. And then at least you don't have to get through
Cowboys or Sharks.
Yeah. So yeah, that's exactly the one thing about playing Penrith in the week one of the finals. You actually know that Penrith can't be the team that stops you getting to a grand final. So that is interesting. For me, I think it all lies. This is just all in for Parramatta. They're going to throw everything they can at Penrith tomorrow night. If they win that, I reckon they can go all the way. And I do give them a small chance to win that one. Benny, you got another futures tip. Shall I just roll the second tape?
Wait.
Let's do it.
Also throw a future out for the Clive Churchill medal as well. I really like Tommy Boy at $51. I did take Taumalolo maybe 6 weeks ago at 100-1 at the current odds, which is 34. So I can't possibly take him. But I think Tommy at $51 is solid. He's had a breakout year. Scored, I think, 8 tries and set up 15, something like that. If he sets up a couple of tries and there aren't many in the game, you know, he really puts himself in front for that. And he's made a few really key tackles through the season. rips in, gives it everything. I mean, he was willing to chop off his nut to play finals footy. And if that doesn't give you confidence, then ladies and gentlemen, nothing will. Got to take Tommy at $51, legends. Good luck. And obviously, Cotter, the next one up, really not a bad option either.
So for those who might not have been able to read that, if they're looking on their phone, it's Tom Dearden, Clive Churchill. And what odds was it again, Benny?
$51.
I'd like to know your thoughts, Matty, and I'm just trying to work it out in my head as well. Like, Matty, I'm guessing you haven't tipped any early Clive Churchills. The problem being, of course, you've not only got to pick man of the match in the grand final, but that team has to also get there. So it is a kind of a multi playing it, but that's why you get the juicy odds. So what odds are the Cowboys to make the grand final? They're probably in the vicinity of $3 to $4 to make the GF. So then we're talking about Tommy Dearden at, you said 50 to 1, Benny?
Yeah, 51.
So we're looking at, like, if they made the grand final, he'd be in the range of 15 to 12, maybe more like, something like that, 15 to 12, which is pretty good for a starting half in a grand final. So that's a market set up to kind of rip you off, but I actually think you found a pretty juicy one there, Benny. Any thoughts on that one, Undertaker?
Well, for starters, I love me a good nut handicap. Well done there, Benny. That was outstanding. I haven't ate a bet in that market yet. Look, I happen to just like the Panthers. I still think Cleary does win it, but there's no value whatsoever, so you can't make a bet on that.
Thank you, Jeff, who supports the Cowboys and loved that tip, Benny. So he said 3:30 for Cows to make the final, which equates exactly to 15 to 1 for Dearden to be man of the match in the final if the Cows make it, which I think actually is fairly reasonable for a key half and a guy that got an Origin debut this year. What else have we got? Has anyone else got any futures plays that they like the look of that we haven't tackled yet? No, maybe. All right. Well, I've actually got another Sam, clip. I've got a. So yeah, you go, Sam, Benny. Benny Howard.
Sam Walker. It's basically the same bet, but the opposite of sides of the Rabbitohs and Latrell. Yeah, I just think, because the fact that he can play four games and Roosters are a pretty high-scoring team, I think taking him as a lead point scorer for the final series is probably not a bad bet.
What odds was that again? Sorry, mate.
I think it's $21 on Dabble.
It's another decent one if you like the Roosters to go all the way for sure, because the Roosters are like probably half those odds to actually win it. And you don't have to win the comp to have the player that's top point scorer. I think getting to the grand final gives you a good shot. We're going to get some tips from someone that's actually played the game and played and won a grand final. Let's hear what Robbie Farah has to say.
Hey, Dabblers. Robbie Farah here. First week of the NRL semi-finals this weekend. Some great matchups. Really looking forward to an awesome semi-final series, I think. It's as wide open as it's been for the last few years. Friday night, Penrith and Parra. Parra in some great form, but it'd be hard to back against Penrith at home, playing in front of their home crowd and the week off. I think they'll get the win and get the week off. I think the Cowboys can upset the Sharks and get the week off. That'll be huge for the Cowboys because then they'll get a week off and home ground advantage back up at North Queensland. I think that can catapult them to the grand final if they can beat the Sharks this week. So I think Melbourne get the job done against Canberra. Rooster South is an interesting one. Not too sure which way to go there, but... they're my predictions for this week. But to make the grand final, I think Penrith and, tough one. I think if the Cowboys can win this week and go back to Townsville, I think they can make the grand final or Parramatta as well. Might see a rematch of Parramatta-Penrith in the grand final. But for me, Penrith are the team to beat. Still my favourites to win the grand final, although it should be an interesting final series. So jump on Dabble, copy some bets, have some banter, and all the best. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks to Dabble. I did also post my 12-1 finals multi today. So if you need a Dabble account, you can join with the code TRIPOD and you'll follow these guys that are on the screen. The only one you might not know about as familiar with is Benny Howard in the bottom right corner, who is Benny's Bets. At Benny's Bets on Dabble. Give him a follow as well. As we said before, he's having an outstanding season. We're going to go round the horn. Anything, any last thoughts or any other final tips, throw it out there or else just sign off, guys. I'll throw to you, Benny Williamson.
Yeah, I did have one more bet for game one, which is a bit of a, always it is the same game multi, as I say, a bit of a build it your own, but of course it's a build it up. Same game multi. I've taken the Panthers plus 12.5, the Eels plus 18.5, and under 49.5. You get $1.88 for that all up. I mean, the general consensus across the board is that this is fairly low scoring and a bit of a grind. And I think, like, devil's advocate, the Panthers probably could run away with it. I think if the Eels win, it isn't by more than 12. That being said, you know, I'm fairly confident that either way, it's probably within 12, but I'm giving the Eels 18 for a bit of security. And then under 49.5 is a nice squeeze up on the total. So three low odd legs together, we're getting just under $2. I reckon that's pretty good money for jam.
No, nobody on tonight's pod has disagreed with kind of trending towards unders and points being at a premium in the game tomorrow, which we can't wait to watch. And thanks for joining us, mate, because I know it wasn't easy for you tonight. You've given us a bunch of juicy tips. We're going to say farewell to you at BJWilly1003 and follow him, Benny's Best Bets, on TikTok, Facebook as well. Cheers, Benny Williamson. Benny Howard, final thoughts, mate?
Yeah, I think I sent you a same game multi on points bet. Basically same thing. Panthers 1-12. I think I had neither team to score 20 as well in there from memory. And yeah, I think it's paying about $11.50. So yeah, I can't see it being high scoring. So Panthers usually keep teams to a minimum, and sometimes if the other team's defending well, they can not even score 20. So might be a good shout.
And what I'll get you guys to do is comment on this video on the Tripod Facebook page, those bets, like those screenshots that you did arrange for me, because I didn't get them all up if they were related to the game that we were talking about. But feel free to throw them in the comments as well, some of these juicy same game multis. That'll help people out. Dane, anything else from you, mate?
Nothing personally, but if in doubt, always just follow Tripod, Benny, BJ Willie, and The Undertaker. You can't go wrong.
Kind words from you, mate. I hope you get the phone back, or if not, I hope we can win you enough to reimburse. Hopefully get something juicy this weekend.
That's I know shocking. Exactly where it is on Find My iPhone. I just need to get around there and pinch it back off them.
Okay. Well, let us know if you need some backup. Me and Maddie aren't that far up the Bruce Highway. Maddie, you get the final word on this pod, mate. Any other tip or thoughts?
No more tips. But look, I just love how open the comp is this year. I think the last couple of years we kind of known it's at a, you know, one or two teams, but I think genuinely four or five teams could win the comp. Final thoughts for tomorrow's game would be: a Parramatta really going to beat Penrith three times in a season?
You know what? I reckon seven teams can win the comp. I will say that if everything broke right for these teams and no more injuries, you know, if Melbourne Storm's fully fit, I really think either Roosters or Rabbits could go on a charmed run. I could make a case for every team. And obviously, if any of the teams in the top four, because they win this weekend, they're going to be hosting a prelim with a week off. The only side I'd really be shocked would be Canberra, sorry to say, Ricky. So I'm with you guys that it just makes for such an enthralling and mouthwatering finals. And I appreciate all you boys for making the time to come on and share your thoughts on it. I'm going to be back on Sunday with the Podonis to do a reaction and recap to the finals. Maddie, The Undertaker will be on your screens tomorrow because the NFL is kicking off and it's week one of his NFL tipping show, Prop Me Up, on the Tripod Facebook page, which is also where you find Netty Given Sunday on Sundays. Obviously, more NFL tips and breakdowns. You can win NFL jerseys watching those shows as well. And we did an NFL season preview, which you can still catch, guys. And if you're interested in any of our juicy futures bets that we did share, the season kicks off Friday, 10 a.m., so you might want to get on and check that out before then. Again, thank you to both Bennies. Thanks, Undertaker. Thanks, Dane. Thank you to all our viewers and listeners for tuning in and interacting with us. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy the footy. We all will. Always gamble responsibly. And Lego.
Lego.